It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA released their annual cattle inventory report on Friday afternoon, and the report was expected to continue to show herd decreases and no herd expansion. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for the report.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Friday's annual cattle inventory report was, as expected, friendly to the cattle markets as we continue to see herd reduction as the herd once again shrinks and becomes a little bit smaller. Not by a huge amount, but we continue to see it decreasing instead of increasing, and we're not really showing any sign of herd expansion or heifer retention. And that means that we're going to continue to see the cattle markets perform fairly well here for another year, especially if we start to see a little bit slower or lighter slaughter weights. But looking at the numbers, all cattle and calves came in at 99% of a year ago, which was expected by the trade. All cows and heifers that have calved came in at 100%, which was expected by the trade. But when you look at it as far as beef cows are concerned, it came in at 99%. So again, as expected. When you start looking at the heifer retention side of things, all heifers 500 pounds and over came in a little bit lower than expected. It came in at 99%, 1% less than expectations. For beef cow replacements, it came in at 99. It was expecting to be at 101, so 3% less than expected, or 2% less than expected, and again, a decline from the previous year. Expected to calf came in at 98% of a year ago. As far as other heifers, they came in at 99%. That was 1% above expectations, which means that most of them are, at least we're keeping them moving into the feedlot. Steers 500 pounds and over came in at 99% as expected. Calves under 500 came in at 100%. That was 2% above expectations. And the calf crop came in at 100%, which was about 1% above expectations. Overall, though, this report is somewhat friendly. It is showing that we could see a little bit more heifers next year, but that's something that we'll deal with in about 6 to 9 months. But as of now, no herd expansion and lower numbers in the cattle market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.